Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you're having a great day. We had an awesome day. Lots of witnessing, ministry, had to do a project on the van. I want to talk to you today about testing your testimony. Testing your testimony. Yeah, I've written before about giving a good biblical testimony. You can go to the teaching blog at DontParish.com, look up those articles about giving a biblical testimony. But today I want to talk about testing your testimony. First test 5, right? Test all things. Let me give you one of my favorite testimony verses. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Yeah, I love that. A biblical testimony matters. Go again, check out those teachings that I've done. Now that word testimony, Marturier, it means evidence given. So it's kind of like when you go to court and you give a testimony. Well, your testimony, in a spiritual sense, is what God has done in your life and the fruit of what God's doing as your life in Christ goes on if you're born of God. Make sense? That's your testimony, right? And that is very, very critical as Revelation 12:11. It's how we overcome by what he's done in our life. Now, in the past, we've run into many people. Recently, we ran into someone that was claiming Christ, and then they all of a sudden, out of nowhere, kind of came up with a suspect testimony, questioning that they if they were even born again. So often what will happen is you get people that will tell like strange stories of their conversion, or they might just begin to question, I don't even know if I was really born again after many years of claiming Christ. And what this can do is this can cause a havoc in them, and it can cause a havoc in the people they're united to. Because think about it, people they're united to are already thinking, well, they're biblical Christians, they have a testimony, and all of a sudden, when that testimony changes, it causes much confusion. And so we have to be very careful how we lay out our testimony and that it doesn't change, or if it does need to change, that we repent of a bad testimony and we get it right for God's glory. Let's go to some scripture on testimony. Ready? Psalm 78:5. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commandeth our fathers that they should make them known to their children. So Jacob had a testimony of what God was doing, right? Matthew 10:18, and ye shall be brought before the governors and the kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. So Jesus is telling his disciples, you're going to give testimony of my name. 2 Thess 1:10, and when he see come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Paul's talking about their testimony of what Christ was doing, testimony of the gospel was believed. Revelation 1 verse 2, who bear record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Testimony of Jesus Christ. That doesn't get any better than that, huh? Revelation 6:9, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. So yeah, they had a testimony of in Christ. They were being persecuted and slain over it. So those are some examples of testimony where it's how it's used in the Bible. Let me give you some examples of the questionable testimony areas that we've seen in the past, and we've seen them of late as well. False or incomplete gospel. Yeah, we'll talk about this in a minute. Make sure your testimony has the biblical gospel in it. A lot of times people have a false gospel in their testimony. What does that mean? Not good. No regeneration. Yeah, a lot of people say, I just believed in Jesus and there's no new life, no regeneration. How about people have a testimony where they rush to get baptized or they're pressured to get baptized, but then there's nothing, there's nothing else really behind it. How about the old say a prayer, raise a hand testimony? Yeah, not biblical at all. That's not how you come to Christ. Just raising your hand, saying a prayer. Oh, you can pray to God, but then there better be more behind it. if it truly is of God. How about altar calls and doing it, having a conversion at some revival meeting with hype and emotional music and a bunch of people pressuring you? Yeah, we know all about that. That's really popular. How about mysticism involved? That's anything that's outside of God's order for spiritual supernatural things, like hyped up tongues, signs and wonders, things you see and things up in the air saying it's God, or all types of things that could be mystical that are not part of a biblical testimony. How about hearing God's audible voice? Yeah, that one came up recently. We had to work through that one. How about lack of repentance? Did I mention that? Nope, I didn't. Lack of regeneration and lack of repentance. Some people say, I just started believing in God and they didn't even have a testimony of repentance from sin. How about this one? This is a strange one. Uncontrollable crying or laughing, and they didn't even really, weren't seeking God, and they didn't really repent. We've had people tell us, I don't know, I just came home from work one day and started crying and laughing uncontrollably. And that was their conversion. That's not a biblical conversion. How about not really be seeking God, and then all of a sudden your life just changes and God does a work in you, but you've never been seeking Him. You're not thinking about Him. You're not seeking the kingdom. We've heard strange testimonies like that, where God like imposes upon people and their will isn't even bent towards Him. How about lack of fruit afterwards? Yeah, if you truly are born again by the gospel, you're going to have holy, godly, obedient fruit, right? If you're born again, we hear a lot of people, they have no fruit. How about continuing on in false ways and false churchianity? Being of the world, being of false churchianity, being of the pagan holidays. You don't do that if you're born again. You come out of those ways, right? How about this one? We saw lights, or I had warm, tingly feeling all over me, or I was slain in the spirit falling on the ground. That's more mysticism. It's not of God. How about this one? Last one. Even the false teachers that you're around when it happens. Yeah. You can be influenced by people, suggestion, power of suggestion, strange spirits. A lot of things can happen. Even consider who you're around at your testimony or at your conversion, I should say. Yeah. So I would encourage you, ponder your testimony, the one you have, the one you give to others, and make sure it's scripturally sound and biblical, and that it actually has the gospel in it, that you came to faith in Christ's finished work in His shed blood, that you repented of sin and the world and churchianity in your flesh, that you had new life, you were born again, a marked change in your life, where you began to obey God in holiness and obedience, and you're enduring in the faith every day because of what Christ has done in you. Make sure your testimony has that biblical gospel. And those other articles I told you about really cover that in more depth. Your born-again testimony has to match God's word. Or it's fake, emotional, hyped up, someone's telling a lie, or it could be of Satan, spiritual deception. Think about that. You know, doing ministry as we do it, out in the street here, living out in the world, we meet many, many people that struggle. Why? They're false converts. Some pastor told them they're born again, raise your hand, say a prayer, they spoke a tongue. But you know what? They're struggling in their flesh. They don't even love the truth of God. They're wondering why they're not victorious, why they're not growing. Most of them are not even born of God. Apostle Paul said this, 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself to make sure you're in the faith. Yeah, that's a really good thing to do. Examine your faith. From the beginning, when you've started seeking Christ, knowing about Christ, whatever your testimony says, make sure it honors God biblically. Make sure it's how God works for today. Make sure He's working in you today, because He doesn't stop working in us. If you met a Jesus that stopped working in you and now you're floundering, you met a false Jesus. I'm just telling you, He doesn't do that. He keeps going. He continues a work in us. So having a false or questionable testimony, it doesn't glorify God. It doesn't give you the strength and the testimony you need. And you know what, saints or seekers, if you're listening, it causes confusion. That's not of God. 1 Corinthians 14:33. We just went through that with someone claiming Christ, and it caused massive confusion, distrust. And I believe it's of the enemy when that happens, because it causes division and strife and all types of things. And again, as I said, many people we meet struggle and they're not truly born again because they have a poor, weak, unbiblical testimony. They got started on a unsolid foundation, yet Jesus said, build on the rock, which is Him and the truth of God's Word, and you won't be washed away in the storm. So I encourage you, go study God's Word in the New Testament mostly. Let me know how I can help you. My website, don'tperish.com, teaching blog, has lots of articles on all of this to help you get fully rooted in the gospel. Go to the gospel link. I've got teachings on all areas of the gospel that will help you get rooted and solidified. And if you are a false convert, if you say, you know what, I don't think I've ever been born again, or you made up some emotional story, or you got messed up in spiritual things, repent. Today's the day of salvation. Don't have pride. Don't hold back. Don't lie about it more. Say, you know what, I was deceived, or I lied, or I embellished it, or I went along with the tongue speakers. I was pressured into it, whatever. Get it over with. Get it out. Get it in the light. Repent of it. And then cry out to God and ask Him for a new heart and new mind to walk and follow after Him in holiness and obedience. That is my plea to you. Build your testimony on the solid foundation of the gospel, the truth of God's word, how He functions and acts and moves in us today. Not like it was in the book of Acts. Not like all these crazy religious places are telling you. Test your testimony, will you? Make sure it's sound and of God. Let me know how I can help you in that, okay? All right, thanks for listening. Until next time, I hope you have a glorious day. Let us know how we can help you. We're out preaching Christ crucified. We want people to build on the solid rock. We see so much lies, deception out here. We love God. We love our neighbor. We don't want you walking around with a false gospel. We want you living and proclaiming a biblical gospel that has, a biblical testimony that has the gospel in it. And then it can glorify God, and it can help transform other people's lives. That's our goal. Preach the gospel, make disciples, teach them to obey everything He commanded. Hey, till next time, we love you all. Go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.